8:38 at WEOL. Usually when we're playing Tribe Time, we're talking to Bob DiBiasio. But, like a 6 degrees of separation kind of thing, we're going to talk this morning to Terry Mazzoni of the Wellington Kiwanis, who joins us also at the Lorraine Mandina Rural Lecture. We usually talk with him about that. But you're in the mode for the Wellington Kiwanis, the club celebrating its 90th anniversary. Happy anniversary, by the way.
Thank you very much, Bruce.
And I know that you've got a special event coming up on Tuesday. The reason why you played the Indians theme is that Bob DiBiasio, the Cleveland Indians, is coming there to tell you some tribe stories. Talk about this special program you have.
The one and only Bobby D. Yes, he's going to be the keynote speaker. Wellington Kiwanis is going to celebrate its 90th anniversary, founded in May of 1924. So that's going to be next Tuesday night, April 29th, starting at 6 o'clock at the Wellington Eagles Club.
Terry, do you have to be a member to be a part of the banquet?
No, it's open to anybody. Tickets are $20. They're available here in Wellington, and if they're interested in coming down, they can give me a call at 800-222-LMRE, which is Lorraine Medina Rural Electric's 5673. 800-222-5673, or if you're in Wellington, it's 647-2133.
Bruce and I talked about this earlier. Bobby D. no doubt has lots of stories to share, so many years with the Indians. How was it that you folks decided, hey, Bobby D. is the guy we want?
Well, the Indians draw a lot of interest, and who can talk more about the recent history than Bobby D. You know, I look at the Indians, and they've got two faces to the Indians. We have managers that come and go. We have players that come and go. But for the last three decades, the face of the Indians is probably Tom Hamilton, who's also the voice, and Bobby D. If it's anything being promoted about the Indians, who's right behind it? It's Bobby D. So we're really looking forward to having him come down.
Let's talk about your group. Let's promote them, the Wellington Kiwanis. How many people are a part of that group?
We have a membership of in the range of 30 to 35 members right now. It's been consistent over the last 20, 30 years that I've been around. I haven't been a member that long, but I've been aware of what Kiwanis does. It's a pretty consistent number, and they're just a committed group of people. We meet weekly right on the square in Wellington at the Bread and Brew restaurant, and we're all about serving children of our community.
What kind of projects?
One of the main things we do, we issue $7,000 to $8,000 to $1,500 scholarships every year by selling pancakes. The pancake days, we have one in the spring, one in the winter, or one in the fall and one in the winter, and that really helps us set the stage. If you're coming to the Lorain County Fair, I heard that on your news, we're at the Kiwanis groups from throughout Lorain County are selling tickets at the booths. When you buy a ticket to enter the fairgrounds, that's a fundraiser for us. We work with the Scottish Games in June, various fundraisers that we are able to participate in to help raise money to serve the youth. And we have some of the four service leadership programs in the Wellington schools, from the Wellington Key Club to our elementary school K kids, our middle school K kids, and our junior high builders club. We probably have 250 of our students are involved in the civic-minded service leadership programs in our Wellington schools, and it's quite a participation level from K through 12.
Terry Mazzoni is our guest today. And Terry, since we have you on the line, what's new at LMRE?
Well, we are working toward our annual meeting, and that's going to be in July, and it's going to have a little different feel to it this year. We're going to introduce a family day. We're going to have a lot of activities for the kids. Bounce houses and educational games, just a different feel to it. We will continue to elect our trustee, elections, which is the reason we have our annual meeting, but it's just going to have a whole different feel to it coming in June. The other thing that we're doing right now is, through the Lorain County 4-H, they've been putting up these they call them barn quilts. They're like 8x8 squares that the 4-H students have painted. They're going up on barns throughout the county, and we've been putting up some of those on our farmers' barns in the southern Lorain County. We probably are going to be putting up about 8, but I think throughout the county they're putting up like 3 dozen. So that's a neat little program that we've gotten involved in.
Yeah, we talked with the folks from the Visitors Bureau, how they're kind of creating like a little quilt tour. That'll
right,
get
and that's exactly what's going on. And we're in the background putting those up.
Well, the event you've got coming up is on Tuesday for the Wellington Kiwanis, their 90th anniversary at 6 o'clock at the Wellington Eagles, South Main Street in Wellington. Bob DiBiase will be the speaker. If people want to get tickets for this event, how they could do that?
We can. There's several locations in Wellington that we are selling them. A Bauer Insurance Agency and Bremke Insurance Agency. They're both located right on the square. Brothers Chevy out on Route 18 west of Wellington. Fifth Third Bank, First Barrett Bank, and Harrison Ford located on the north side of Wellington on Route 58.
That sounds good.
Tickets are $20. Prefer if they got them in advance, but we will take them at the door, too.
Again,
we just would like to help the Eagles out. They're catering, and we'd like to give them a pretty good number as to how many people we should expect. So we'd like to know if they're coming in advance.
All right. So we still have a little time, but people can get the tickets. Again, the Wellington Kiwanis 90th anniversary celebration going on Tuesday. Bob DiBiase of the Indians is the keynote speaker. Terry Mazzoni, our guest this morning, thanks for sharing the information. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Have a good day.